the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, so they don't, and they wind up sounding, well, the way they do, which I'm sure is fine for some people, but for us, well, we'd rather be twisting in the breeze in Ed Gein's barn than do some of those kinds of radio shows, so we do this one, and we just live with it, and,
it's fun.
It's fun. 877-876-PHIL.
Who's Ed Gein, by the way?
You don't know who Ed Gein. I talk about Ed Gein all the time.
That's the guy that had the ladies hanging upside down in the barn. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
The ladies hanging upside down in the barn. All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And here we is on this Friday night. Tomorrow night we will be on the air. Is this still Friday? Yes, it is. We got one more hour on the West Coast before Saturday. You guys out east, of course, you're enjoying your Saturday morning. Thank God for the weekend. On Saturday night, we will be live on KFI AM 640 in Los Angeles. But, of course, we're also live on our video cast at Phil TV and HD on our website, philhendryshow.com. So you're always covered, and it's a beautiful thing. I'd like to direct you over to our website tonight and click on the link you see on the homepage for the Katarina Club. It's a terrific charity that makes sure that these kids that are called motel kids. And the reason why they're called motel kids is there are families living in Orange County in motels. This is the state that their lives have fallen into, and it's not good for the kids. They're not eating. If they are eating, they're eating things that are not good for them. They have potato chips for dinner. And the Katarina Club and the good people of the White House restaurant feed lots of kids every night down there who are motel kids. And those guys at KFI and elsewhere have been raising money for them. So go to our website tonight and click on the link there and find out more about them and, get these kids something to eat. Because if it's about kids, you know, you got to get behind it. You know. All right, our number is 877-8, even if you're Bobby Dooley, 877-876-PHIL. And what other business do I want to attend to here?
Wait, talk more about, like, the movie thing or the TV thing.
No. If you don't have a backstage pass, then you missed out on our little showbiz news that we broke last night. And no, we don't break any of that showbiz news here on the show until it happens. We will tell people as it gets closer to the event. But if you want to know what it is that's going on with us beyond the radio, in TV or in movies, you have to have a backstage pass. Only that information is for our BSB people.
Yeah, we don't tell people about the movie we're in.
Not until it's ready to come out. No, not until they do the promo there with the movie guys do the promo. I ain't going to jump out ahead of those cats. They'll have my head, man. Breaking Dawn director gives fans a lot of sex. Bill Condon tells MTV News he tried to give people the experience they had read in the book. Breaking Dawn Part 1 features two of the most hotly anticipated moments in the entire Twilight saga. First, lovebirds Bella Swan and Edward Cullen finally, quote, get it on. And later, in a far less tender scene, Bella endures a pretty gory birth to give life to her half-human, half-vampire daughter, Renesmee. And I don't know, what kind of name is that?
Probably French or something.
Yeah, it's like Transylvanian.
Transylvanian. Sounds like a movie name. Bill Condon is the director. On the line with us here from Redondo Beach, California, is Chris Norton. Mr. Norton is a telemarketer and is working on getting his own production company up and off the ground filmmaking. I don't want to call you an aspiring filmmaker, Mr. Norton, because we've got so many aspiring this and that on the show, but have you made films?
I have had some performance experience in some films, Mr. Henry, and I've also, I've not yet produced my own film. I do hope to someday produce my own film, yes, sir.
And we should tell people the area of filmmaking that you're interested in.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell them.
Yes, sir. I'm interested in adult films and in making adult films. I have been in a few of them, and so I feel that it's an area that I really am interested in. I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast, and right now I'm I do have my library. It's at my parents' house, and that's where I'm living right now. But I do have my own, you know, apartment. Rather, I should say my own condominium, but I'm renting it out, so...
So you own the condominium?
Well, no. I mean, it's I'm renting it. But I moved my adult film collection to my parents' house because the owner of the condo wants to come back, you know, for the holidays. Then he's going to go back, and then I got to move back in there.
Okay. So do you, Chris, you're an adult film aficionado, at least, and that is not really what we're talking about here. But we are talking about a movie that is sexually charged, this film, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. And directed by Bill Condon. Tell me what you think of this film. And I know you have a decidedly negative opinion based upon the age of potential viewers, don't you?
Mr. Henry, I do. Even though I am involved and hopefully involved in making adult films and have you know, performed myself in a number of adult productions, I do feel that this movie is probably going to be really injurious to young people who watch it, and I think only somebody such as myself, or perhaps, you know, other people involved in the porn or the adult film business, could really credibly tell you that this is a film that probably be bad for kids.
Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, I think it the director of the film, Mr. Condon, I believe, is gay, and that's not bad. I'm not saying that that's bad, but you have teenagers who are going to be seeing a movie that has probably, you know, a homoerotic approach because of the gay, you know, that the gay director, but also the fact that there are going to be teenagers watching this movie, and they're going to be seeing sex between humans and vampires. That's, you know, it's very, Seth, you know, Mr. Henry, my personal view of Seth, and I've been, unfortunately, Mr. Henry, I had Seth for the first time when I was 12, and I've had many multiple sexual partners because I, for whatever reason, you know, I'm very good looking. I mean, women are attracted to me. I feel really bad that kids are going to go see these vampire and human sex scenes in this movie and are going to want to experiment on it. And the other thing I think that Mr. Khan is being very dishonest about is that vampires, according to Anne Rice's mythology, have no genitals. This is really bizarre for a vampire to have sex or to have any kind of sexual energy or have any kind of sexuality when vampires, at least according to mythology of Anne Rice, don't have no genitalia. So I think that Mr. Condon is in an area that is potentially very dangerous for young teens to see him direct in sex scenes.
All right, we're talking with Chris Norton. Mr. Norton is a telemarketer in Redondo Beach, California, and has appeared in a few adult films. He's also interested in starting up his own adult film production company. Chris?
Yes, sir. That's, you know, all I'm waiting right now is for the seed money, and unfortunately... you were talking about Joe Paterno just a minute ago. You know, I love my grandfather very much. I would never want my grandfather to die. But the seed money that we will use to start up Norton's Bloat is my grandfather. And not my grandfather, but the money that he's going to leave me. And so we're waiting. I'm not waiting for him to die, but I can't. We can't make a move until we get the seed money for Norton's Bloat.
Norton Explodes.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're waiting for your grandfather to die, so you inherit the money?
Well, I'm not waiting for my grandfather to die, sir. I am knowing that I need to have a money from his estate in order for me to start making film, you know, that are erotic and have sexuality in them.
All right, Chris is with us, 877-876-PHIL. The movie Breaking Dawn, the Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, is said to have some pretty hot sexual scenes in it. You are objecting to this movie for teenagers. I don't know what it's rated, and to be honest with you, I don't know what any of these Twilight movies have been rated, but the fact is they're highly, very, very, yeah, they are R-rated. And this is already because of the birthing sequence, but you're still going to have teens going to see these movies.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you're going to have kids going to see these movies. And I think it's the low point. I think we've really hit a low point when we have teens going to see these movies. Sexually charged movie involving a sex between vampire and, you know, human. It's very bizarre, and we really hit a low point in a raising of a kid, especially after Mr. Henry Sandusky and him touching his molestation of a kid. This is really just, we're hitting low points here. So if I could do anything as a adult film actor, and just to say, we're hitting some low points here, you know.
What kind of adult films have you done, by the way? I mean,
well, it was a standard adult film, just a two or three in my very short, you know, career, but mostly we've done drum bondage, have done some anal.
I'm sorry, I didn't want you to be specific, but
we run the gamut. I mean, and we try to take it as far out as we can. That's what I want to do, is just take it right to the edge. You know, just take it right to the edge of the sensuality. You know, the human sensuality is really interesting. Just take the sess. I want sess in my movies that is just edgy sess. All right, and
okay, but I think, do you think some people might find it a little funny or ironic, or perhaps you know, not quite right that a guy who is making adult films for a living is taking such a stand about this film Twilight?
No, I don't think it's ironic at all. I don't.
The fact that you're saying that the movie is about as low as we can get.
It is. That film, Twilight, for teens and even for the young adults who are going to go see it, is the lowest, most degenerated place I think we can say sex. When you have a human being having sex with a vampire, okay, I mean, hello, you know, excuse me, can somebody, you know, read me the menu, because I didn't bring my glasses. I thought I was going to come and see a movie, just a fantasy movie. We're talking about a gory birth scene where a vampire baby get born. The lady has sex with a vampire. And we make movies that do push the edge of sex. But a woman having sex with a vampire is way worse than any kind of urination film that we make.
All right. Again, you can't be specific if you wouldn't mind, Chris, because I just don't want that kind of detail on my show.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Henry.
Okay, but it's fine. But you are saying that you take it out there pretty edgy for your adult films, but the Twilight movies are not right for kids. All right, 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton is with us, a man who is creating adult films, and yet he's taking a very, very negative view of Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, saying that it is degenerate. It's about as low as we can get when it comes to erotic filmmaking. And obviously, kids are going to want to go see this, so it's a real problem. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here. The world famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with us this hour is Mr. Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California. Mr. Norton is in the process of setting up his own production company for filmmaking, an adult film production company. And the irony, I think, Chris, more than anything, is while you are intent on making adult films, some of the themes of which you've shared with us, you do have a very, very hard stand against the Twilight films.
Well, I think that the I don't want to say that all the Twilight films. You have to understand something, Mr. Henry. I did not, you know, choose my life in a lot of ways. I was born very good, you know, I'm very good looking, and so I sort of got swept along. Because I'm good looking, because women are attracted to me, and because I have a high level of sexual energy and sexuality that women know about, they my sex is strong for women, then I've sort of been swept along into a career in adult films, you know. And
no, I understand that, and I'm not really criticizing your choice of career, but I'm questioning where you're coming from when you say that the Twilight film, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, and maybe any other Twilight film, is inappropriate material for kids. It may be seen by some people as quite a dichotomy.
I don't think so. I can tell you that, you know, I think that my Seth, the Seth that I have on screen, is erotic and is intended for the sexual pleasure of adults. I think it's very beautiful. Yes, it's in gay, you know, you don't want me to say specifically, but we do certain Seth acts where, you know, the man and the woman are engaged in a sex act that some people might think is dirty, but we do it in a beautiful way. You know, it may be in a dirty, it may be dirty. I you know, I can't say it.
All right, well, all right, I'll you're talking about anal.
Yes, sir, that's right.
But you film it in a beautiful way.
Well, I mean, you know, you sound a little sarcastic there.
No, I'm just, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, well, it's beautifully photographed. Even though it is kind of an animal act, you know, so we photograph it beautifully, but I'm not you know, pretending like, hey, I'm going to make this movie and I'm going to call it art and I'm going to get a vampire. What I think is wrong with the Twilight movies is that these movies are about sex. They're also about the vampire mythology. And that teens are interested in the sexuality of a vampire and interested in the sexuality of these creatures that are going to, you know, suck blood. And I think to get teens involved in that and get them interested in that is very... And you were talking on your program here a little bit ago about that child molester, right?
Yeah, well, alleged.
All right, well, alleged child molester. But you have a man who's a molester and... That's okay, yet here's a movie about a vampire that basically is going to molest a kid.
Well, the vampires themselves are teenagers, aren't they?
Well, I mean, how can you say that? Because the vampires are thousands and thousands of years old. And also, these vampires apparently have, the male vampires have some kind of a penis. I really think it's dangerous to even think about what kind of penis that is, because the, you know, vampire's got it. What's it look like?
We don't have to speculate on that. I mean, we don't even have to talk about that. Your point is as follows: vampires and teenagers having sex is degenerate.
It's absolutely degenerate. I think it's dangerously degenerate. And I would also wanted to say a thing that I probably shouldn't say, but I heard last half hour, the lady that you had on, she was getting phone calls. I shouldn't say this, but am I going to take phone calls?
If the people want to talk to you, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, that's why I came on, because I want to take phone calls and tell people, we want to tell people about our good work, which we think we're doing good work, with Norton Explodes and, you know, the films that we're making, you know, spurt movies and...
Okay, look, don't be specific, please.
I apologize, Mr. Henry. And the bad work, I think, is going on with the Seth, you know, the vampire Seth. So...
All right, so we're going to give our phone number now. It's 877-876-PHIL, but if people want to talk to you, fine. If they don't, you know...
Well, I don't understand what that means. What if they don't?
What if they don't? They don't.
I'm talking about the well-being of kids. And they were talking about Jerry Sandusky, you want to put it to a little kid in a shower, and I'm talking about a vampire climbing all over you. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Not really. I mean, you're talking... Yes, I do.
Well, you're talking about Jerry Sandusky.
And we were talking about something completely different. We were talking about Joe Paterno having cancer, and don't people feel guilty over the fact that he's having cancer, and at one time they were calling him an irresponsible lout and all this stuff. You're telling me that you make adult films... But you are looking down your nose on the producers of Twilight Breaking Dawn. It may not be anything that people are buying, sir. You know, they may think that you're being a little hypocritical.
Well, then, no, I'm not. So, all right, that should get people. I want me to say to people right now, no, I'm not. Okay. So that I would challenge anybody to, you know, challenge me on that. No, I'm not.
All right, well, that may be, that's fine. I tell you what we're going to do. I'll give our number out here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Chris Norton is joining us on the Twilight movies. These, of course, are films that are primarily for watched and enjoyed by young people.
Well, see, that's another mistake. I mean, I shouldn't have come on your, you know, talk radio. There's only, are there any people under the age of, say, 70?
Yes, sir, there are. Hold the line. 877-876-PHIL. Chris Norton, we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Chris Norton. Chris is 28 years of age. He's a telemarketer, but he's also interested in making films and starting up a film production company. It is an adult film production company, Chris. You don't feel that you are in conflict telling parents your opinion of the Twilight series, you know?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, I'm not a moral arbiter of, you know... I'm just saying that I've seen these movies come out. I've seen a Twilight movie come out, and I know the kind of grief that I take as an adult filmmaker. If we come out with it, you said it was all right for me to say, so...
Go ahead.
If we come out with a series on anal, and we've done now, we'll be doing our fifth, probably our fifth series on anal, and everyone says that what I'm doing is dirty, and it's all it's really dirty, and, you know, this, that. And here comes the vampire... You know, they're having sex with humans, and, you know, I just don't get it. If you talk about vampire, you talk about bat. If you talk about bat, you talk about rabies. If you talk about humans and vamps having sex, you talk about something worse than gonorrhea. You're talking about full, rabid, foaming rabies, which is, if you want to get right down to it, is like rage virus. Okay? Sorry?
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to you, but I don't think it's rage virus.
Well, yes, it is. And that's what they're promoting, and they're getting down on me because we've done Anal 8. We're now in our eighth series of the Anal 8, which is like the superhero thing that we did, you know.
Okay, that's fine, sir, and you're plugging your movies. And
well, this guy's in the movie. He's plugging his movie, you know.
Yeah, his movie is not an adult film movie. It is a movie that's intended for a larger audience, and there are certain people that just have a certain problem with, you know, the conversation about adult films. But I understand your point. I understand your point. 877-876-PHILM. Are the Twilight films simply porn, tamped down and vanillaed up porn for teenagers, getting them ready for the real thing? Let's go to Renee. Renee, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Well, maybe it's not Renee. What is your name, ma'am? The lady here on 8? Are you there? No?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, what's your name again?
Renee.
Yeah, I called for you like three times.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe. Yeah, you're just not listening.
All right, I'll take care of it. Go ahead, Renee, you're on. What is your comment?
What?
Hey, Renee, you're on. What's your comment?
She's probably like, are you on drugs, ma'am?
No, I'm not on drugs.
Mr. Henry was saying, Renee.
I'll handle it, sir. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, Twilight, you know... I think you're being a little too hard on Twilight there because a lot of adults watch it, too. It's not kids. In fact, when I put it on, my kids clear the room. So.
Well, I think it's mostly for young kids, not for old, you know, people. And the problem with it is that it is, you know, porn that I think it's like a porn primer for teens. Because how old are your kids?
16 and 10.
No. Well, I mean, most teens are into it, you know. And
are most teens or are the most teen girls?
Well, it could be teen girls, which makes it worse. Because here they are having all kind of whatever, you know, sex with a vampire, which, again, is rabies. And nobody's making no comment about that, but they want to talk about my, you know, our series on what I was telling you about, you know, the Anal 8.
Yeah, well, I like the Twilight, actually. I think it's a really good series.
Have you seen any of my film? I mean, I'm just curious if you've seen it in my film.
With the whole butt thing? Yeah, I'm
Have a superhero series. We have a superhero series called The Anal Eight. Have you seen that?
No. Sorry.
Okay, all right. And yet you watch Twilight. I don't understand. What I mean, you see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? There's a hypocrisy here.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Do you think Twilight is just as provocative as your films?
I think Twilight is, without question, cess. It's teen cess. That makes it even worse. I mean, why are you watching that, ma'am?
Oh, because I like it.
But it's kids. It's kids having sex with each other. God.
Right, but, you know, they're
God.
Hot. So, you know, like...
Yeah, so you like what? You like watching children having sex?
Well, they look 18. You know,
I don't
so
care.
All right.
Is it okay if I watch your kids have...
Okay, enough. Thanks very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I, as a parent of a couple of daughters myself, you know, they have ratings on this show, just like your movies. The movies you make are rated X for a reason. You know, they're very explicit. I just don't agree with what you're saying. And as far as, you know, the vampires, everybody knows that this is a story plot. It's made up. It has nothing to do with yours. You're having true anal sex in your movies.
Well, yes, sir, but I mean, my point was this, that the Twilight movies are getting teens and the preteen, the teen, and even, you know, your post-teens, is getting them ready to go out and have bizarre sex and bizarre sexuality. You know,
what do you mean bizarre sex? What does that mean?
I mean, strange. You know, if you're showing teens sex between a human and a vampire, what are they going to want to go out and do? Are they going to be happy with just a human?
Okay. First of all,
did I mean?
Can you show me a true vampire somewhere? I mean, I
well, of course not. I mean.
I could throw some false teeth in and, you know, say, hey, I'm ready to go. I mean, is that going to get me lucky?
No, but I can show you sadists. I can show you really freaky, sadistic bondage people. I can show you, you know, just, like, weird people, man.
Look at all films. Here's what you got to remember, sir, is you know, if you have your movies in a theater, you have to be over 18 to go in. Correct.
Well, you do, but you got to be over 18 to see a vampire putting it to a teen.
What's the rating on it? Have you looked?
It's R. It's rated R. But even still, kids are going to go. And it's going to be a vampire giving a teen rage virus.
What is with the rage virus? Why do you say that?
Yeah, that because we're talking about the rage. Because we're talking something that is fictional. I mean, off on left field here.
Well, no, you're right about that. It is fictional. But what I'm saying is,
you're talking about real life versus fiction. So there isn't a comparison. You're trying to compare apples and oranges. And it doesn't match. You see what I'm saying? I'm not worried about my daughter.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And you're making a good point. But I'm also saying... It makes the teen think about the ramifications. It makes the teen think, I can have sex and not get, you know, rabies. Now, it may sound bizarre to you, it may sound bizarre to me, but is a teen going to go out and find an animal that, you know, is got, you know, trying to find some rabies?
Are you kidding?
Your industry
no, I'm just saying.
Is nasty, man. I mean... You know,
you are laughing at me, sir. You're laughing at me, and the teens are going to go out and see a movie about a teen having sex with a, you know, a vampire. What's not supposed to have genitals, anyway.
What do you mean not supposed to have? And this man's making a good point. Vampires don't exist. Now, to the point that somebody's going to leave the theater and have sex with a rabid animal.
Mr. Henry, I'm saying that what we put on screen. Norton Explodes movies is good, straight, fun anal, and we're not having no animal that's got the... See, this guy's laughing now. He thinks it's funny that a kid's going to go out and try to get rabies. Okay, fine.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, you can go out in your backyard and get bit by a raccoon and have rabies. You're talking about something that doesn't
I'm not going to go looking for it, though. I'm not going to go looking for it. I'm not going to leave a movie theater and go, I'm going to go find let me go find a dog that's got rabies so I can have sex with it? No way.
Really?
Oh, sure. Sure, that's what's going to happen. Kids are going to leave a movie theater. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Henry, if I made that movie, you and this gentleman would be down at my studio with picket signs telling me to close up. But because it's made by Hollywood, you guys think it's respectable and everything, and I don't think it's right.
Oh, get out of here, man. Listen, thank you very much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. And the best to your family. That gentleman has two daughters. You think he's going to send his kids into a movie?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of movies that has been made, that it has been made, that is being made, and are way worse than our Anal 8 series or Buck Johnson just got done with the Buckaroo series. Steve Slade.
I don't know who these people are, man, and I'm not really interested. And you're just all you're doing now is just promoting these films that should be promoted only to adults. And I don't know who is listening to me. Okay.
Well, Mr. Aaron, what I'm trying to tell you is we have an industry that is right straight up front about the cess and the fact that it's about a cess, and we're not hiding behind a vampire. We're not, if you want to, you know, to a banner of speed, we're not hiding behind a vampire wing. We're right out there.
Hiding behind a vampire wing? I mean...
Forget it, man. I think you're making... I think what you're trying to do to Mr. Henry is make it difficult.
No, I'm not making it difficult. If you tell me that this Twilight series is encouraging young kids to have sex, which is what you're telling me, that certainly is something to think about. The movie's rated R, so children are not allowed in there.
You know as well as I do, the movie's as big with teen. The teen wants it. And what the teen wants, the teen gets.
What the teen wants, the teen... So they're going to go rent it or something, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you're telling me that by watching these movies, these kids are going to be definitely driven to aberrant behavior, there's something to be said about that. But you, yourself, are saying things that don't make sense.
Like what?
Like that a kid is going to see Twilight, watch sex between a human and a vampire, and want to go out and have sex with a rabid dog.
I don't believe, Mr. Renner, let the record show, I don't believe I said dog. I think I said more exotic animal.
Well, whether you said it was a more exotic animal, what kind of animal? I didn't even hear you mention an animal. I think you said dog.
No, I did not. I said deer.
A rabid deer? I've never heard of a rabid deer, but...
Well, okay. I mean, that's your problem.
Hold on for a minute. We have to take a break. We'll be back with Chris Norton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The Twilight movies, the vampire movies, are they encouraging kids to seek out unsafe behaviors, unsafe partners, unsafe sexual partners, or not? Mr. Norton is from the adult film business, and he thinks so. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I've been trying to do it my whole life. That's what my life has stood for.
Well, your life has stood for creativity. We have Chris Norton on the line with us. Your life has stood for creative effort, and I appreciate that, and I admire that, and that's as it should be. Even if you are making adult films, there's nothing wrong with that so long as they're finding the right audience. But I don't understand how you can denigrate the Twilight movies as destructive to young people. Yeah, I don't know, you know.
I'm not out marketing my movies, Mr. Henry. I have never marketed my movie to no kid, and I never will. Even though I have great sexuality, I'm a very attractive person. I've had a lot of young ladies. I'm 28 years old, and I have 14, 15-year-old girls hitting on me. And it's sickening. It's disgusting. It disgusts me, and it should disgust you.
Well, are they hitting on you because they saw the Twilight movie?
I don't know. It could be.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to a phone call here, and we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go ahead. You're on with Chris Norton.
Yeah, I drive a truck, and I've been listening for about 30 minutes, and this guy, the porn star producer or whatever, I just don't see how you can blame something that's been going on for years as far as teenagers having sex you can blame it on the Twilight series.
I'm saying it encourages it. It does encourage it, and encourages more bizarre and rabid, and, you know, the behavior is way out. It makes them want to go have sex, exotic sex.
No, it encourages it no more than these provocative clothes that they could buy at Walmart, the short shorts and the tank top.
Have you seen the Twilight series? I mean, they've got vampires going. They got vampires climbing all over teens.
And
I mean, what's that?
Animal Channel, they show monkeys having sex.
Yeah, but that's not going to get me to want to go have sex with a monkey. But if you show a vampire going out, or maybe I don't want to say it. Does it make you want to go have sex with a pansy?
Pansy?
I mean, a chimpanzee. You got a normal mind, but if you see two chimpanzees going at it, you want to go out and have sex with a ponzi.
What is a ponzi? What is that?
It's just a pronunciation, that's all. Chimpanzee. Sir, see, this gentleman, you're laughing, sir, but we got teens. You got a teen, you get a whole bunch of teens, pack them into a theater and lay a whole bunch of vampire on them, and they're out. After they leave that theater, they want to stay out all hours, you know, climbing on each other.
Well,
how do you know it's because of the movie? It could be their anniversary. Maybe they got engaged.
It also could be the fact. Also could be the fact that they get encouraged. You know, we can tell them not to do it. And yeah, you're right. Teens do want to do it. But guess what? Now what we said? Well, while we're telling you not to, here's another cess movie about having cess with a bloodsucker. Yeah,
it's
that's
not
great.
About having sex. The Twilight series
is
a fantasy.
It's a fantasy.
It's considered a fantasy no more than Harry Potter's considered a fantasy movie.
Yeah, but we all know, and you've seen the reports, Harry Potter's driven people to satanic, there've been ritual slayings.
What, from Harry Potter?
I don't know, but a lot of people have said that there's been all kinds of ritualistic behavior after people come staggering out of a Harry Potter movie and want to go, you know, burn a cross into their forehead.
What? I never heard of any such thing.
I've never heard of it.
You haven't.
Burn a cross into their forehead after seeing a Harry Potter movie.
Yes. Read the newspaper, man. God.
All right, listen, sir. Thank you for your call, Joseph. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. I never heard that. Here is Junior. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Junior, with Chris Norton. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I didn't
see the article in London Times.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I just want to say he's jealous because he ain't selling no movies. That's why he's jealous of the Twilight movie.
Are you kidding me? I mean, my anal sir, is doing fine, okay?
He made no movies.
Yeah, I have. What, you wish you had?
What do you do,
mate? I have.
Of your own
and what?
It ain't what? You heard me?
I didn't hear you. No, I didn't hear you.
I said, you draw the paid none besides one by yourself.
No. Anal 8 is about a superhero who has 8 people, and they go out and they fight, you know, injustice.
Are you using blowing dolls or real people?
You know what? I know what your problem is. You wish you were making quality. You wish you were making quality, top-notch adult films and SES and broad SES movies, and you're stuck. You know, wherever you're stuck. I'm out here on the West Coast, man, making, you know, movies about sass, and I'm having sass.
What's sass?
What?
What's sass? Is that a thing for the blow up doll name?
The thing for the blow up doll, dude. You know why you're talking so much about blow up dolls? That's probably what you sell.
Yeah, I sell it for a living. That's the reason why I make more money than you do.
I bet you got a whole blow up doll emporium.
I got one little one.
What are you laughing at, Mr. Henry?
This guy's funny. I like this gentleman. He's very funny.
Oh, he's funny, huh? We're talking about kids that want to go out and have sex.
No, we're talking about the fans of that movie. Because you can't sell yours.
I'm selling my movie. What are you all interested in my movie for, man? Look, if you want to buy my movie, all you have to do is say so. Don't have to play hard to get. I'll send you a free copy. I'll send you a free copy of the Anal 8, okay? They wear a Superman cape and, well, no underwear. I mean, that's
That's great. That's great. We're not even talking now about Twilight. We're plugging your movie, okay? And
yeah, this guy helped me out. Thanks a lot, sir.
Hey, listen, Junior, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. He was giving you a hard time, you know.
Oh, you think so? Gee, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, the cat doesn't... He believes, and how much of it is true, that you are simply, you know, you're simply angry that you're trying to plug your movies.
I'm angry I'm trying to plug my movies.
Well, how much of this is about you plugging your movies?
I mean, I'm not plugging my movies, not at all. You said... Never mind, man. I don't know what...
But you are plugging your movie.
No, I'm not. I'm not plugging my movie. My movies are good. They're exotic. But...
All right, let me go to... I don't know who this is. Betty? Becky? Becky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. I have a few things I need to tell this guy about the Twilight movie. It's not rated R. It's PG-13. You don't see any naked parts in the whole two-minute sex scene. All you see is backs.
How do you know? Did you see it?
I saw it last night at midnight.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Well, yeah, right.
She's 22. She's 22.
My birthday is on Wednesday, so don't tell me how old I am.
You sound like you're 14, and...
I'm not 14. I'm 22 years old.
Did you leave the movie theater wanting to go out and find a...
Phil
Hendry. You wanted to go find a vamp, didn't you?